Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Kramer and Jess. On demand. Here's the morning show highlight clip of the day.
Mix 106.5.
It's Charm City Secrets.
Shh.
A secret. Now.
Something that's kept or meant to be kept unknown or unseen.
Well, until you share it anonymously with Kramer and Jess.
The last part isn't in the definition, is it? Mix 106.5.
Yeah, Charm City Secrets time. Because let's be honest. You, like, secrets are cool, but, like, they're terrible when you keep them inside.
I know.
You're people like me and Jess, like, letting secrets out, especially after so many years.
It will tear us apart. That's why we tell each other everything.
Right, and then we tell you everything. You tell us everything. And that's what the show is going to be all about, okay? No secrets here. So twice a week we come on and we just give you a topic. And if you're like, you know what? I would love to get this confession off my chest. You can call in. It's a safe space. You can call. You can text. If you want to be super anonymous, you can always come on the voice disguiser too.
Which is more fun, honestly.
410-583-1065 is our phone number, okay? Question today is going to be, and there's no basis behind this one, just a question.
Yeah.
It's, who has a crush on their coworker and that coworker has no idea?
That's the worst.
Who has a crush on their coworker and their coworker has no idea? Because we want to hear, like, the uncomfortability that comes with that.
Yeah.
Right? Like, are you going to pursue them? Are you not going to pursue them? Let me take you back to the year 2007.
Ooh.
I had just moved to Panama City, Florida, Jess.
Okay.
This girl that I worked, my very first morning show, right? There's a girl that was, like, a producer of another morning show that I had met.
Okay.
She was a lovely young lady. Had a crush on her. Decided to pursue her, okay? Like, just low-key, though, because I wasn't sure. Honestly, I wasn't even sure of her situation at first. Like, did she have a boyfriend? Did she not? But I could, like, feel flirty vibes.
Okay.
So, long story short, we kind of ended up talking. Took her to lunch one day. For some reason, awkwardly told her. I was like, I don't know if I'm, like, getting the right vibes or not.
You
said
that to her face?
Like, straight up, I told her. I was like, and she's like, yeah, like, I feel that too with you. I'm like, cool. We talked for, like, 2 weeks, realized it wasn't going to work, and ever since then, it stayed awkward.
Forever.
It stayed awkward forever. You still got to see those people over and over and over again.
I know.
I cannot come on this radio and endorse ever trying to date a coworker.
Why?
Ever. Have you ever had a crush on a coworker?
Yes,
or do you have one right now? Possibly.
Nah, okay. Player.
Who?
I was working at Jamba Juice.
Okay. Did you meet him by the blender?
I met him in the refrigerator next to the frozen bananas. I thought I was into him, and he was older than me, so I felt like a loser, and it sucked because every day I went there, I would hope that we would work together, and when we did work together, I felt weird, and I wasn't sure if I should tell him, and I was scared, and I never told him.
Do you regret that now in hindsight? Do you wish you would have said something?
Hell yeah, I do. Because
yeah?
It's like, who cares? I should have just told him.
Yeah.
Like, why not?
Yeah.
It's not like I work at Jamba Juice anymore now.
410-583-1065. Who listening right now in Baltimore can say, you know what, I got a crush on my coworker?
Yeah.
And I'm either going to do something about it or I'm not.
Yeah.
Those calls next on Mix 106.5. Hanson. It's like the Jonas Brothers that never quite made it, you know?
What the heck?
I feel bad for them. They're talented boys, but you just never... I mean, I know they had... Did they ever have a comeback? Like,
why
a mini
do you
one,
hate
right?
on anyone? Like, do you have a hit song?
No.
If you did, I would rep that so hard. I don't even care if it was just one hit song.
Do they still tour?
To be honest with you, you. I'm not really familiar with those boys. So,
because you had, did you have to choose a side? Did you have to choose?
No, like, I just wasn't like that. Wasn't my thing.
Not into Hanson. Period.
Yeah, I mean, not that. I think they're very talented, but they just weren't like my thing.
I fell into that category that really thought the youngest one may have possibly been a really cute girl.
Really?
There was like a big thing like back in the day. We're like, is that a boy or is that a girl? Because you didn't have social media,
I know.
So you were like, it was a girl. She's kind of cute. She's kind of cute.
The first boy band I was into was NSYNC.
Okay, all right.
You feel me?
Show your age, your young age a little bit.
No, I'm just saying.
Yeah, I feel you. All right, let's get back into Charm City Secrets.
It's Charm City Secrets with Kramer and Jess.
On Mix 106.5.
We are looking for your confessions this morning. Get them off your chest. You can do it anonymously by either texting, calling us. We'll put you on the voice disguiser if you want to be super anonymous this morning. But who listening right now in Baltimore has a crush on a coworker and you can say, listen, they don't know, and I don't know what I'm going to do about it. Or maybe you are planning on doing something about it. 410-583-1065. Okay, we're going to just keep your name and not. You know, we're going to call you Steve. Why
hey,
not?
Steve.
Steve on the voice disguiser. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
We're doing really well. Tell us the coworker you have a crush on.
So I work at HomeGoods, and there's this girl that I've had crush on since I was in high school.
Oh, dang.
We both went to the same school together, both rode the same bus together. We both graduated from the same school but different years.
Okay.
Now we work together, and I'm looking for advice about how to approach this girl.
So you guys have known each other for how many years, more or less?
Since freshman year of high school, I graduated in 2014.
Okay.
So almost 10 years.
Wow.
Another 10 years. Jess, advice on this. Does he even pursue it? Because I'm already telling you going into this, I'm not recommending anybody talk romantically to a coworker. But Jess is much more romantic than I am.
Well, Anonymous already also told me before we got him on that she has a boyfriend, too.
Mm. Okay, so, makes it a little more interesting.
But how long have they been dating?
I don't know how long they've been dating.
Okay.
Does he do this? Does he take that leap of faith? She's a coworker and she has a boyfriend.
You know,
now I'm saying double no.
I know.
So,
I know, because she's in a relationship. How do you guys have a good friendship?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Okay. We talk all the time and stuff.
So what I would do is I would wait it out because she is in a relationship, so she's not necessarily available. And I feel like if you are good friends right now, I'm sure that you don't want to jeopardize that because you I know that you want her as a friend instead of not having her at all, right?
Of course.
Right. So I would just see if this relationship works out that she's in. I'm not hoping that they break up, but for your sake, I'm really hoping that they break up. And so when they break up, I think that you should just share with her your feelings and how you've been feeling, because can you really live your entire life just holding that in?
I mean, to say for 10 years, I will say that's a long time to have a crush and not to pursue anything.
And then,
it's almost like you can't even move on because you have these feelings for this girl. So,
right. Yes,
I would say we can all agree that don't do it now, but then like if it does happen, why not?
And if she doesn't have those same feelings for you, just, you know, that's fine. You guys can continue your friendship. But I think if you just share that with her, you never know what could happen.
Okay.
So keep us posted. Great. I kind of want to hear how this story ends, too. So thank you. Thanks for calling us.
Call me when they break up.
All right. Will do.
Take care. Thanks, Steve.
Bye. Right.
Bye.
410-583-1065. Okay, we're going to call her Missy on the voice disguiser. Good morning, Missy.
Good morning.
Hi.
Okay, tell us about the coworker that you have a crush on that they have no idea.
Actually, it's my manager, and I kind of want to tell him.
No! No! We've been saying no all morning. No.
Maybe?
Okay. Hang on. Hold that thought, okay? You have a couple seconds?
Yeah.
Okay, we're coming back to you next on Mix 106.5. Good God.
Charm City Secrets with Kramer and Jess
on Mix 106.5.
Okay, the question for today is, who in Baltimore has a crush on a coworker and that coworker has no idea?
But yes.
We're trying to figure out, like, what are you going to do about it? 410-583-1065. Call us or text us. All right, Missy, wink, wink, nudge, nudge, not her real name on the voice disguiser. Good morning, Missy.
Good morning.
Missy, are you there? Oh, there she is.
I'm
okay.
Here.
Okay,
hi.
Cool.
Hi, good morning.
So before we took a break, you were telling us that you have a crush on your manager, right? But you're not sure how he feels quite about you. What? Tell us the story.
So I've been working at an activewear store at this house in town center for the past couple months.
Okay.
And my manager, so like, I work out sometimes. I do yoga. I go for walks. But like, my manager is an ultra runner.
Oh my God.
And I don't know if you know, like, their bodies are so insane.
Yeah.
Like, these people can run like, 500-mile races.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Like, completely ripped.
Okay,
and
wait.
Vegan.
And vegan.
And vegan. Which so obviously... he cares about the planet. Okay.
Okay, wait. So, you take us to like the first time that you like remember seeing this guy. Like, was it an instant thing or did it like grow gradually?
Yeah.
I remember I was sorting jackets and he's reaching up and I just see his arm and I was just like, okay. Now I know what I'm dealing with here.
Okay.
Okay. So, you've been working there for how long?
I've been working there about 4 months.
Do you, from what you know about him, and keep in mind, this is a manager, like, do you think he has feelings back for you? Is he even single from what you know?
That's hard.
I'm not even sure. I know he's single.
Okay, good.
I know he's single, but I don't know if he's into me.
Oh, I know. That's hard.
Would there be anything that might lead you into thinking he might be into you? Like any like touch of the, you know, just brush up against you?
Or like
you
stare at each other.
Yeah.
Like at the register. Do you guys have inside jokes or whatever?
We get along so well. Yeah. Mm. He always smiles at me. Like he makes that kind of eye contact that just makes you feel like there's no one else in the room.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay. You're all tingling inside.
Okay.
Okay.
So what do you, where do you go from here then? Because obviously it sounds like you're into him. Do you think you'll ever break that barrier of trying to go from coworker or, you know, not even coworkers, but like.
What do you want to do, Missy?
Yeah.
You know what? Like, I'd love to ask him out.
Yeah.
But I'm afraid. Should I text him?
Yes.
Or?
Nope.
Yes.
No. No, you should not.
Missy, listen to me.
No, you, Jessica. Jessica?
Listen to me.
Jessica.
What?
No.
Let me tell her. Listen to me. Here's the thing. I think that you should just text him because I feel like
and
if
say
you feel,
what?
If you feel, just be, you know, you can be talking about the schedule. Just be like, so yeah, bring up the schedule and then just be like, are you busy on Saturday or
okay,
something
wait,
like that?
Wait. No.
But
no.
Let me tell her
no,
why.
Okay, I get it. But hang on.
What if the mall closes up again and then she never gets to hang out with him ever again?
We have to figure out how long. I mean, like, how often do you guys text? Because obviously you're on a texting relationship. Are you talking friendly stuff? Is this just work? Is it a group? Is it singular? Like, what is your text relationship?
But the vibe, though.
The texting is all about, like, the schedule and stuff.
Obviously, because she's in a group, but
is
if they
it
have
you
a side
solo
side.
Or is it in the group? Have you ever text him solo before?
Oh, all the time. Like, if I'm running late or
okay,
something.
Okay, okay.
Are you guys, do you guys share funny jokes? Like, do you guys send memes to each other on Instagram?
Oh, yeah.
See?
We've definitely done that.
See?
Nope.
Exactly.
Nope. I'm saying this is a terrible idea.
No, just do
it. I do not recommend. Okay, well, Jess, what would you say to him then that would be flirty enough, you think, to get a vibe back without? Y'all, we're in 2020. This year has already been crazy
exactly.
enough.
Exactly. So why not just live your life since everything has been taken from us?
So what does she say then?
Just say, just ask.
For real, ask what?
Just ask. What are you doing this weekend? Do you, like, want to go to the park? There's something that's really cute going on Saturday downtown this Saturday at Charles Street. There's, like, a little, like, outdoor. There's a bunch of bars and shops and stuff.
So you invite guys him to go to that?
Invite him to say, I'm going out there. If you like, do you want to come? And then that way you can really see, because even if he just sees you as a friend, he could still accept. But that way, when you get him out of the mall environment, you'll really get to see, like, what the vibe is. And you guys are just hanging out.
I want to remind you, this is this woman's livelihood. Like, this is how she makes her money. And if this goes wrong, like, because there is a chance, you know,
that's
that he
true.
Could, Missy, that he could, like, get this and be like, this is highly inappropriate. I don't want to date you. And then,
I'm only part time.
Oh, see, missing,
so it's only
tripping.
half your income.
Only, oh yeah, I don't want to put you in jeopardy or anything, but if you just want to try it and like,
Missy, how does that feel to you at this point? Is that something you think you would actually want to do, is like,
yeah,
break that barrier? Do you feel like you're confident enough to do that? Me personally, I could never do that because I would be too worried about like how things might go, you know?
Look, if it doesn't work out, I'll just go to another mall.
Yes, I love you. That's what I'm saying, girl. Live your life.
Okay. Well,
the seasons are changing. The leaves are changing. We're all changing.
I'm saying no, but I am super nosy though. I am super nosy. So if you're going to do this, if you're for sure you're going to commit to this, then I say that's cool. I just want to be able to call you back and find out like what he actually says back to you.
Yeah, I have to know.
Because now we're invested, right? We spent 5 minutes dealing with this. So I want to see like, you know, this 5 whole minutes of the 60 minutes we have
is
out.
My best friend.
So can you, if you're going to do it, which are you for sure going to do it?
Oh, absolutely.
Yes, okay. Girl.
So I feel like I have to know.
If you're going to do it, then can you commit to doing it within the next 24 hours?
Ooh.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
Oh my gosh.
So, if you do it in the next 24 hours, can we call you this time tomorrow and find out what he actually texts back? Because maybe I'm wrong. Maybe this would be a great idea, but I don't know.
Yes.
Okay.
Let's do it.
Okay. Well, then you hang on for 1 second. I want to get your number so we can call you back tomorrow morning, okay?
Okay.
Lord.
What?
I'm telling you.
She wants to.
I don't mess with coworkers. I don't think anybody should.
Well, what about Matt, who's been in a relationship for a year and a half, happily?
We've had a couple calls come through that have said, yeah, I'm glad I did, but it's just...
I mean, it kind of makes sense.
Tomorrow morning, we'll find out. Okay. And if it goes well, don't ever say it again.
Fine.
Fair?
Okay. Yeah.
This time tomorrow, on Mix.
Now, Kramer and Jess, mornings on Mix 106.5. WWMX HD1 Baltimore. A radio.com station. It's new morning fun with Kramer and Jess. Mix 106.5.
We're on time. The mics are on. The buttons are pushed.
Who
That's
are
a good,
we?
Man. I feel good about that.
Okay.
Happy Tuesday, everybody. Yeah.
Happy Tuesday.
Welcome to 6 o'clock club. Everybody waking up first thing in the morning with us. And in case you're like, what's this club you speak of? It's kind of like Fight Club.
What? We are like the opposite of Fight Club. We ain't hurting nobody. We don't want nobody to hurt us.
The only thing that's hurting are your eyeballs that they're trying to stay awake this morning.
You're trying to see. You're like, is that a stoplight or a flashlight? I don't know. Be careful out there.
We do say, though, that like we don't really, whatever happens, 6 o'clock club kind of stays in here. You know? Like,
exactly. It's a safe place.
Our boss isn't awake yet, so we feel like we can like say things and like do things. And I promise you, one of these days, I'm going to play a Christmas song in the near future. I'm not there yet. I'm still a little too new.
Yeah,
you know?
For no reason.
I think we might be so new, though, that we wouldn't get in trouble for something like that.
I think so, too. We'd be like, I pressed the wrong button. Yeah, I had no idea it was Mariah Carey. I love the Christmas with you.
How would you guys feel like if we played a Christmas song already? I don't know if Tom would be happy with that.
Oh, would he?
You know, Tom, our boss, is really funny. First off, sorry, before we get started, 410-583-1065. I'm about to go on a tangent here. 410-583-1065. Text us. Let us know who's up this morning. Anybody already up with us?
Oh, yeah. 6 o'clock club is out here thriving on a Tuesday. Johnny E., you already know what's good. Good morning. Good morning, Kyle. Good morning, Michelle. Good morning, Kim. Hey, Kim. Miss Pam, Miss Irina, Veronica, Ethan. Good morning, guys.
You can't call Pam Miss Pam.
Why?
By the way, because I did that one time. Miss Pam is a listener. Or I should say Pam is a listener of my podcast, too. That's how I know her.
Uh-huh.
And she, one time I called her Miss Pam. She's like, no.
Queen Pam.
That's how we refer to her from here on out.
All right. Okay? I will change it.
See, our boss is really funny. His name is Tom, and he's a super nice guy. But he... I think he believes in us more than we believe in ourselves sometimes.
Everybody needs a Tom in their life.
Every meeting that we go into, he's always like, yes, you know, show sounds great. Yeah, just one issue I need to talk to you about.
Uh-huh.
Just, you need to like talk a little bit more. And I'm like, I mean, we talked a lot today, Tom. Like,
I know.
No, you need to like go in there and just talk more. Now, in the radio, some like behind the scenes radio stuff, and the way that like the radio ratings work, kind of unofficially, is like it takes people time to like get to know you before they want to listen to you a lot.
Basically,
right?
We have been trained to not talk because we're supposed to assume that you don't want to hear us talk because only low key know us very well.
Well, our last station too, like our boss is like, nope, nobody cares. They just care about the music. They only care about the music. So to come to a place and like now I'm getting scolded, if you will, for not talking enough, which is so bizarre to me.
Yeah.
So we're gonna talk. He said the other day, it's just a really funny story, is we talked to this woman on the phone for like 7 minutes.
I know.
And I was so anxious by the time that break was over because I was like, we just talked for 7 straight minutes.
Yeah, because Kramer gets all crazy into the whole like numbers and timing thing. And I'm over here like, what's her name?
I know.
Where did she work? I want to go see her.
It's been 3 minutes.
Yeah.
So he was literally, I just feel like you like cut her short. You could have gone a little longer with that call. I'm like, it was 7 minutes.
Yeah, it's fine.
7 minutes. Anyway, we're glad you're here. Get your text in. We'll give you a shout out. Thank you so much, especially on a Tuesday.
Yeah.
Appreciate you being here. Let's get started with the Baltimore top three here in just a couple of seconds, Jess.
The day we've all been waiting for. Today is Amazon Prime Day. You need to hear all of these tips I have for you to get the best savings, okay?
Prime Day is today on Amazon, and Jess has these tips you gotta hear before you start shopping to save you some money. So hang on just a couple seconds for that in the Baltimore top three. Good morning to our 6 o'clock club. Everybody up and listening, we want to give you a shout out. Like, why are you up so early? Like, what are you doing up? Is this typical for you? Do you have something early you got to get to this morning? 410-583-1065.
Good morning, Veronica, Michelle. Good morning, Lauren, Dawn, Amber, and Karen, Steph B, Amanda. Hey, who else?
Iran, morning,
Shayla. Good morning.
Where were you yesterday? I took the day off. We had like 4 people up.
Or they were tired. No, or they were driving.
No, 9 of you. Yeah, you guys probably just going to work. It's probably what it was. Get your text in 410-583-1065 and good morning.
Mix 1065. It's top three with Kramer and Jess.
Trending stories in Baltimore and across the nation.
Sponsored by Bob Ward Homes. Check out the new Snader Summit Townhomes at BobBoard.com. Baltimore County Public Schools has added 2 locations and removed 5 from its meal distribution list this fall. BCPS is providing free school meals to all children ages 2 to 18 on Mondays and Wednesdays through December 23rd to help families during the pandemic. And students with disabilities can also receive no-cost meals regardless of their age. The breakfast and lunch meals can be picked up curbside at the main entrance of every middle and high school from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Just keep in mind, depending on the location, times can vary. And if you want to see that full list, I put that up for you on our Mix 106.5 Mornings Facebook page. Today is Amazon Prime Day. It was originally supposed to be in July, but due to the pandemic, they pushed it back to October. And the deals started today and will run through Wednesday, October 14th, tomorrow. Over the course of 2 days, more than 1 million items will be discounted, including lightning deals for Prime members. And to best navigate Prime Day, they are advising shoppers to download the Amazon app and to scroll through upcoming deals, then mark the items that you're interested in as watching, so you'll receive a notification when the price for that item drops. When a deal is live, make sure to add that item to your cart immediately, and then you'll have 15 minutes to complete your purchase. And if there's a specific thing that you wanted to buy but don't see a deal in that moment, just create a wish list, and Amazon will alert you if it does become part of a Prime Day deal.
I'm looking at the deals right now, like what they have for this hour. Let's see. That is the Echo Dot, and it's down from $75 to $24.
Oh.
Pretty cool. They've got a... how big is... It doesn't say what they actually are on here. I'm trying to make this... Oh, there it goes. 32-inch Fire TV. Smart TV for $119.
What?
So that's pretty good, right?
Yeah.
AirPods.
Ooh, how much?
$114 down from $160. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
And there's a vacuum on there. There's some Lego toys on there. But yeah, they change. Listen, I consider myself financially responsible. Some people say the word cheap. I do not. And I don't think I've ever bought anything off Amazon Prime Day. Not once. And I don't know why, but I feel like in the middle of October, I don't really need anything. I'm not really thinking about the holidays yet either, you know?
Yeah, but it is smart, you know what I mean?
If you need something, you need an Echo Dot, then, you know.
I'm not an online shopper. Online shopping gives me anxiety, and I just don't trust it. I don't know why I'm that way, but it freaks me out.
As she was, like, prepping for this segment, she was, like, getting a little anxiety trying to figure out, like...
You only have 15 minutes to decide. What if you change your mind after 17 minutes? Like, what the heck? In other news, Facebook is now going to ban all content that denies or distorts the Holocaust. The social media company wrote that the decision is supported by rise in anti-Semitism globally. Talking to Facebook, CEO Mark Zuckerberg wrote that he has struggled with the tension between free expression and those who are denying the horror of the Holocaust. He also said that there is an alarming level of ignorance about the Holocaust among young people. And prior to this change, Facebook's previous policy allowed this content because the platform did not believe that they should have anything to do with it or step in, and so they've reversed that policy.
It's one of those things that you're like, why has this not been in place forever?
Yeah, like,
but,
what?
I mean, you know, better now than never.
Progress,
for sure.
And we can appreciate that. Yep. This is Jess, and that was your top.
Mix 106.5, it's Kramer and Jess, 6 o'clock club. We love you. Like, we love you more than anybody else.
We
this
do.
Whole entire listening audience, I promise you.
Because you're with us from the beginning.
So early, too. Who's listening, Jess? Who else?
Good morning, Jake, and good morning, Megan.
Yeah, glad you guys are here. Thanks so much, and tomorrow we'll do it again. The question for you, how long should you date before you get married?
Yeah, Jake said 6 to 9 months. Just
Jake,
saying.
Don't get her started.
That's what Jake said,
Jake,
on the text.
Don't get her started. Let me explain why we're bringing this up. We talked about it late in the show yesterday, and I felt like the 6 o'clock club people, these are people that are up working hard, people that get their lives together. You guys are probably have better answers than those hooligans that are listening later on the
what
show.
What do you mean hooligans?
The question, because we have the Uncensored podcast, in case you don't know, that we put out every Wednesday. And this week on the podcast, Jess brought up the fact that she is starting to question, when do you get married?
That's all I said to this man. I thought I was speaking to a friend, and I was just like, hey, when do you think I should get married? And now he's completely got off the deep end.
As a friend, and as someone that cares for young Jessica over
and
here.
And someone that's super jaded and afraid of love.
Okay, so let me take you to this clip of the Uncensored podcast you can get right now at KramerandJess.com. It's episode number 6, by the way. Listen.
Okay, I literally was just like, when do you think I should get married? And then this man's like, oh my God, oh my, oh, so now you want to get married? Are you kidding? And I was like, I literally was just asking a question, like, when do you think, I was just asking for advice, that's it. And now you out here saying I'm being crazy.
I'm not saying you're being crazy. I just, it's so weird to me, because I think maybe because I haven't known Garage Boy, like, in person that long. I've only known him for like a month. So for me, this is like a 1 month relationship as far as I'm concerned. But the fact that you're already thinking, let's really break that down.
I was just asking about marriage.
Where did this come from? Where did you even start thinking? It's just going through your head? Because you guys have been together how long? 8 months now?
Nine
months. Okay. And like, you're 28.
I'm 27.
He's 27. He's 27.
We're the same age. So it's like, isn't... Because it's not where, like you, I'm
you
22.
Gotta, you got to break this down. You can't just say, when should we get married? Like, where did this whole thing come from?
I don't know. I was just thinking about it.
It just popped in your head one day, like, we should get married. Like, do you want to marry this man?
No, I was thinking, like, when is that appropriate?
Yeah.
I think just
would you marry him today?
Yeah.
If he was like, will you marry me?
I'd be like, okay.
You would totally marry him?
Mm-hmm.
No question asked.
No questions asked. I would.
Okay, so Jess thinks that I'm jaded because I feel like 9 months is like way too soon to even be considering.
What? Okay.
Consider.
He didn't ask me. I'm not telling him to. I'm not like.
But the fact that you say that if he were to come to you today and say, would you marry me?
So what?
You'd say yes. Now,
oh, yeah.
Let me
I'd say
give
yes right now. Call me right now.
On my cell during work.
Text me. No, that's not what I'm saying. It was just a thought.
So my question to you for the 6 o'clock club this morning is like, how long should you date before you get married? Like, what do you think the safe zone is? And we honestly need to hear your stories this morning, because there's going to be some people that are going to call in this morning or text in and say, I dated for 4 days and we have been married for 30 years now. Couldn't be happier.
Yeah.
And then there's going to be the other side of the equation. It's like, you know what, Jess, I dated for 3 years and I still didn't feel like I knew who that person was.
And you want to know why?
Ended disastrously.
Because
why?
Everyone is different.
But I think that we can look at the law of averages here pretty easily. Like, if we had 100 calls this morning saying, yeah, why waste time? Go for it. If you feel like your heart's there, just do it now. Okay, that'd be one thing. But if we get like more calls and texts that say, I would wait at least, because my opinion is 3 years. 3 years you should date, because by then the honeymoon phase is completely gone.
Yeah.
And you really get to know somebody at their core. Because right now, for example, like, he's still on his best behavior. You know that, right? Like, what you're getting of him is the best it's ever going to be. These two just moved in together for the first time. They've only been dating for 9 months. This is the most on behavior he's ever going
to be. Are you saying that because you were hiding parts of yourself in your previous relationship?
It's not hiding. We just get comfortable, right? We just get comfortable.
I also think you're generalizing again.
410-583-1065. Like, how long do you think you should date? And with your experience personally, like, you can have an opinion, but I think if you really have a story about it, that's really going to make this come alive. 410-583-1065. We'll talk to you next on Mix. How long do you date? Like, when should I at least start even considering marriage?
Yeah.
And I asked her the question, if your boyfriend Garage Boy were to ask you today, would you say yes? She said, absolutely. And I said, oh, God.
Why? It
terrifies me. So, I waited a year to get engaged. And I think our wedding was like 9 months later. It's fast.
Oh, yeah, that's quick.
So, it was nowhere near long enough. Nowhere near. I say 3 years is where I would feel comfortable with now that post-divorce. Like, okay. It should be 3 years.
Okay.
Let's talk to you, though. 410-583-1065.
Lucy says, thank you for the show. I love it. Thank you, Lucy. Nice. But she also said, we dated 3 days and on the third date decided to get married. They've been married for 18 years now and have three wonderful children.
Okay. All right. But there's got to be the opposite side of that story, too, right? Of like, we waited for, you know, we did three days and now we're terribly divorced. But keep your texts and your calls coming. Irene, you're upset with me. Why this morning?
Given her negativity, she just started this.
I mean, tell me I'm wrong. Tell me I'm wrong.
No, everybody has a different, everybody has a different case, different.
Sure, like, absolutely. I do believe in the law of averages. I do believe that if more people were to call in this morning and say that, hey, we did it like super early and I wish I wouldn't have. Or if we get a call and say, hey, I did super early and I'm glad I did. I think there's something to go off of by the law of average.
Well, I moved in January. This was almost 30 years ago.
Okay.
I moved in January. I got engaged in Valentine's Day.
Aww.
So wait, that was how long?
That was a month.
You moved in with this man, okay? And then a month later, you got engaged, okay?
Uh-huh.
And you guys have a daughter, because I know you told me about how your daughter heard you.
We have three kids.
Okay.
My daughter, Jessica, she's 28.
Mm. So just like this, well, almost like Jess. Hey, so, I mean, do you recommend that in hindsight? Because you did it. Now, do you wish you would have waited longer to get engaged and get married?
No, because once you know, and it just, that's how it goes.
Okay.
I don't know. I have a sixth sense, so to speak.
There she is.
Thank you, Irina. I know,
and that's it. I don't need to, like, you know, kill the dead horse. It's already, you already know.
So if you know, then you know. Okay. Thank you, Irina. 410-583-1065. Ariel from Columbia. I mean, how long should you date before you get married? And do you have like a personal experience with this?
I mean, me and my fiance, we've been together almost 7 years and we're just getting ready to get married next year.
I totally
side with Kramer on this, like 2-3 years, because that's when you really get to know someone and their true colors do come out.
Yup.
But you got engaged. How long have you been engaged?
I've been engaged 9 months.
9 months. But after 7 years, though, right?
Oh, after 7 years. And then you got engaged.
It was after six years.
Now, and then you got engaged.
Let me play the Jess's side card here for a second. Do you feel like you waited too long then for 6 years?
No, I don't think we waited too long. I think for us, it was kind of getting stable in our, like, financial situations before we decided that we were ready to get engaged and start a new life together.
There's just no rush. My thing is, like, there's no rush. Like, just why not take your time? If you know you're going to spend the time with them anyway, like, why not just take an extra year just to figure out and make sure you're 100% right, you know?
What if you get engaged? And just because you get engaged doesn't mean you have to get married right away.
True.
You could be engaged for 3 years.
You could be engaged for as long as you'd like.
Right?
You can be engaged the rest of your life if you want to. There's no laws on this kind of stuff. I'm glad to hear that side of the story, though. And congratulations, by the way. I think you honestly did it the right way to make sure you know every nook and cranny of that human being before you commit, you know?
Right.
Yep, I like it. Ariel, thank you.
Yep, no problem.
Denise is on hold right now. I think in this whole conversation, she has summed up the exact point of when you should get married in a relationship. And all the calls, thank you, by the way, for all your calls and all your texts this morning.
Yeah.
I think she has said it the best. She'll be on here in a second on Mix 106.5. We're Kramer and Jess. We're just talking this morning about, like, how long should you date before you get married? Like, is there a time? And really, you know, obviously there's no rule book on this, but going off of your experiences, when did it feel right? Like, oh my gosh, we did it after, you know, we got married after a year. I wish I would have waited longer. Or we got married after 7 years and I feel like we waited too long because some of the magic was gone or whatever. Just the law of averages here in Baltimore. 410-583-1065.
We got a text from the 443 and they're saying that I agree with Kramer. I do think that you should date 3 years before you get married. Someone who called in had a good point. You know when you know, but I would still say to give it some time. Another text from the 443 says there is no rule. I dated my ex for 5 years and got married, then divorced 3 years later, met my current wife, and we dated for 1 year, got married, and in 17 years later, we're happy.
Okay. Denise from Glen Burnie, talk some sense into this young woman, please.
Oh, Lordy, I don't know if I can talk that much.
Let's try.
I definitely can. I think in addition to time, and I think your 3 years is probably not wrong, I think there's also relationship milestones you need to hit as opposed to just time. I think you need to be in a brawl. I think you need a big fight and see how you work through it. You know, my parents were screamers and yellers, and I didn't want that in my relationship.
Yeah.
So, you know, you need a fight. I think you need an illness. I think you need a hardship. Because that also shows people's colors. Are they going to say, hey, babe, sorry you're sick. Did you get me my steak?
Wow. Yeah. This might be, honestly, you know, this may be the most wise call we've gotten on this radio station so far. Because I think you may have summed it up better than anybody else. It may not be time. It may be more of experience. Like, and because she is so right, Jess, you don't know how your partner's going to go through something until they go through it.
Right.
And they may not handle things the way that you handle things or would want your partner to handle things in the first place. You know, because there's so many things now looking back on my marriage. Like, I wish we would have done this. I wish I would have known this how it was going to be beforehand because I didn't wait long enough, you know?
Absolutely. I think everybody, I think just we should be handed tickets for therapy when we come out of the womb.
Yeah, I agree with that.
At least check in. I mean, there's nothing that can be harmed by going to therapy and having a little premarital counseling and, you know, because it's way cheaper than a divorce.
Hello. There it goes.
Yeah.
There she is. That's a great call. I'm so glad you called this morning. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Have a wonderful day.
You too. See ya.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
A article out from Bold with an E.com. It's out this morning. It says what the honeymoon period is and why it ends according to science. Are you curious about this?
Yeah.
Basically, this woman kind of goes in. She's a therapist and she kind of goes in. She says basically the honeymoon phase is going to last about 2 years in a relationship. And everyone's relationship is going to be different. It could last longer. It could be shorter. It just kind of depends on where it's going to be. Mostly it's in your head. And what it is this chemical reaction that's going on. It's the release of love chemicals that cause you to see your new world and your new partner through these rose-colored glasses. These chemicals are dopamine and serotonin and oxytocin. And so I'm trying to see where it says it affects women actually a little differently than men when it comes to the honeymoon phase.
Mm.
When women are madly in love, they experience the same rush of reward and happiness, but they were also shown to experience higher levels of cortisol. So, I mean, like, you're probably feeling the honeymoon phase even harder than he is.
Okay.
And it can boost your health, which is really good.
Nice.
It says that people are their healthiest during their honeymoon phase, so that's good. Use it to your benefit. But it says it all ends eventually.
Okay.
As soon as those initial feelings of passion begin to fade, the bickering starts and efforts dwindle in the face of routine and sameness, which is an interesting way of putting it, too. It's maybe not so much of a lack of effort. It is a sense of routine and sameness. You know what I mean? You're doing the same thing over and over and over. It's going to get, I don't want to say stale, but like it's going to become common.
Yeah.
You know, you guys are only going to move into an apartment the first time together. There's never going to be that time ever again. Mm-hmm. You're only going to have your first kiss one time.
Yeah.
Your first baby first time, you know?
Yeah.
There are, of course, she said, there are ways to keep the love alive. Couples who participate in challenging activities and keep some of that same newness in their relationship. So by going out, you can actually extend your honeymoon period a little bit longer by going out and doing new things. So
fun.
I don't know if that got a little sidetracked, but good conversation. Thank you for the calls. And if you want to continue this conversation, hop on Facebook with us, okay? We're Mix 106.5 Mornings, and let's keep it going over there.
Mix 106.5. It's top three with Kramer and Jess.
Trending stories in Baltimore and across the nation.
Sponsored by Bob Ward Homes, check out the new Snader Summit Townhomes at BobWard.com. Maryland's online voter registration deadline is today. The deadline for registering online or submitting an application to a local elections board to vote in the upcoming presidential election is today, October 13th. While Maryland offers same-day registration at the polls, doing so ahead of time will reduce the amount of time a voter has to actually spend inside a voting center. Those who don't register this week's deadline can do so in person at early voting sites October 26th through November 2nd, or at voting centers on Election Day, November 3rd. To register, residents are required to provide proof of residency by showing an election judge their Maryland driver's license, another ID that shows a current address. And if you don't have that, you can show the judge a paycheck, utility bill, or other official document that has your name and address on it. And state officials are also encouraging people to stay home on Election Day and vote by mail. Today also is very important because today is National No Bra Day. This national day is meant to promote breast cancer awareness and help raise money for research. October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and No Bra Day should serve as a reminder for all women to be screened for breast cancer if you haven't already.
Shout out to everybody fighting that fight. It's fought the fight.
Yes, and your families.
Thoughts to those that didn't win the battle.
Yes.
You know? It's October's one of those months where it's like such mixed emotions. Strong, supportive for those, you know, that are going through it, but breast cancer takes a lot of people. It's taking a lot of people in my family. Taking a lot of people, like my friends' families. It's like, man, I feel it. Sad.
Oreo is continuing to show its love and support for the LGBTA communities with the release of a limited edition pack of rainbow Oreos. Each package features 7 different cream fillings to mark the colors of the pride flag. Unfortunately, you can't just go to the grocery store and get your Oreos. Oreo is giving them out for free to celebrate a reward acts of allyship for the community. So Oreo is teaming up with PFLAG National, a nationwide organization for parents, families, and allies and members of LGBTA community for this giveaway. So if you want to get these, you have to post a photo that represents what allyship means to you on Instagram or Twitter and tag Oreo and use the hashtags #ProudParent and giveaway to take part. And you can take a look. And you also remember, there's only like 10,000 packages available. So if you want some, you better act fast.
I have to keep Oreos out of my house. That's like one of those danger foods for me.
Oh,
you know
bad.
What I mean?
I'll take them down.
Because why do they come in such big quantities?
I know.
Like, nobody needs to eat 40 Oreos in a family. I don't care how big your family is.
It's bad.
But as a family of one,
I know.
I could do a pack of Oreos in 3 days, maybe.
Easy.
That's why I can't do it. Can't keep those in my house. But those are cool, though.
The Jonas Brothers just announced they'll be headlining an interactive virtual live stream concert on December 3rd. I love this song so much. The concert will be interactive and will allow fans to request songs for the set list in real time. There will also be custom hashtags that will add visual effects to the screen. Fans can select camera angles, unlock digital keepsakes to share on social media. In a recent interview, the Jonas Brothers said, "We always say that we truly have the best fans, and we've been looking out for opportunities to get them creatively involved with our show. With artist tours currently on hold, we are looking forward to getting back together to perform and providing a little extra happiness during the holiday season."
What's the price tag on that?
It doesn't say. Yeah. It didn't say.
I'd be curious about that. Because it sounds really cool. And like, good for... Listen, this is how these bands make their money. They don't make money off of having a hit single or it being on the radio. They make money off touring.
Yeah.
So, I mean, for a lot of these artists, it's been a hard year.
Right.
You cut touring out, right? I'm just curious how much this is going to cost.
I know. I mean, if you think about it this way, it's going to be cheaper than a ticket, obviously.
Probably.
And I just think it's something fun to do. And
that's
I appreciate
cool.
them making the effort, to be honest.
Sure.
This is Jess, and that was your top three.
New survey out this morning says that 90% of Baltimore parents say it would be helpful if they had some kind of superpower. Mm-hmm. Okay. So my question to you, and I've got the results right here in front of me, but I want to ask you that same question and for you to text us this morning. Mm-hmm. And like, what would that superpower be? Like, the most helpful superpower that you think as a parent that you would want to have. So 410-583-1065. Call us, text us. Just get in touch how you want to get in touch. Jess, obviously, Jess is not a mom. I'm not a dad. But as watching children, I for sure know the day, if and when I become a parent, I'm going to have this superpower. And I will somehow possess this superpower by then. Because I don't know how parents would be able to parent without it. Yeah. We'll start with you, though. What do you want? Which one would you have?
I would, can I say the two that I want the most?
Sure.
Okay. It took me forever.
I know, I was literally sitting here for like 20 minutes trying to figure this out.
That's a hard question. I would want super strength.
For what reason?
Because then I could feel like I could protect them always, no matter what, in like whatever situation. And then super speed. So if they needed me, I could get there.
So funny. You and I would parent so differently. Because I mean, that's great. And that's really, I think, the most beneficial thing to have.
Yeah.
I'm already thinking, if I'm going to be a parent and have a superpower, I'm 110% want to have supersonic hearing.
Why?
I want to hear every, especially as they become teenagers.
You
I
are nosy.
Hear every conversation.
What is that going to do for you?
Because then you can like find out. Because I know, like as a kid, as a teenager, there were things
you were
that
shady.
I was a tad shady. And if my mom had supersonic hearing, then some of the things that I did, I wouldn't have gotten away with, and that may have been the best for my growth and development as a human.
No.
I'm happy to be alive today in some situations.
Poor Nancy.
What are people saying on text? 410-583-1065. I'm going to give you top five answers here in Baltimore in just a sec.
Okay. Text from the 410, mind reading.
Oh, that's good.
Okay. Text from the 443, the ability to get my kids off of electronics by a decent time. Text from the 410, clone myself. Another text from the 443, where I can have them eat veggies regularly. Another 410
text. That's a superpower, but we feel your pain.
She's
okay.
Upset. Teleportation and the text from the 410, he said, Baltimore dad, I want invisibility.
Yeah. Okay. And what about you? 410-583-1065. Top five things that parents answer this question here in Baltimore. Ready? Number five, super strength.
Yes.
Okay. Number four, teleportation, like they were saying on text as well.
Right.
Number three is time travel.
Oh.
That's cute, right? Like go back to some of those days that you feel like you like rush through, you know?
That
like,
is
as your kids
really
are growing
sweet.
Up. Number two, flying. Parents wish to hear they could fly.
Yeah.
And the number one thing. What do you think it is? Any ideas? Nobody said it yet.
No?
Nobody said it yet.
What else can you do?
Number one answer of parents in Baltimore that said they wish they had this superpower, invisibility. Did somebody say invisibility on text?
Baltimore dad said invisibility.
Invisibility to do that. Okay, let's add you to this conversation as well. Like if you had to have a superpower.
You want to spy on them?
Yeah, I'm assuming so. Yeah. 410-583-1065, and now sing along as we do this part. The first part's best, right?
You are.
Baby, how
what
you
is that one superpower you wish you had as a parent, right? The survey came out this morning here, Baltimore Parents. We're asking the same question, right? 410-583-1065.
Text from the 410, infinite energy.
As a non-parent, I wish you could have that.
Everybody. And Joanne says, the superpower to control all the hate and fix the world.
I like that answer. That's a good answer. You too, 410-583-1065. It's Mix. Foster the People on Mix 106.5. It's Kramer and Jess. I haven't been able to say this in quite some time, but we have new TV on tonight that we can actually look forward to. It's been weird because so many shows have not been able to
you and
record.
I can look forward to. This is something that Kramer and I are totally into.
So tonight is the season premiere of The Bachelorette. And I know that there's not many men in Baltimore that might say, hey, guess what? I'm excited about the return of that show. I get sucked into that stuff every single season.
Oh, yeah, me too.
Every season I say it's the last season. Like somewhere in mid-season, I'm like, I'm never watching this again.
Yeah, you got to stop. You're like, this is sick. What am I doing?
But then at the end of every season, I'm like, that was kind of interesting. That was a weird twist I didn't see coming. So I'm actually pretty pumped about the return of The Bachelorette. Do you want to get like a little preview? Because I always say it's literally the most dramatic television show on TV.
Yes.
And here's like just a sneak peek of tonight's episode on ABC.
At last, it's a brand new season of The Bachelorette.
Systems are a go to me, Claire.
And this one is worth the wait.
Yes. I've been looking for love my entire life. I'm 39. This might just be my last chance. I promise you, single will be no bear no more.
So I do like the fact, I mean, Claire's been on the show about 400 times.
Has she? Okay, so I have no idea who she is.
She's been on a couple different seasons. She was on Paradise as well. Okay. What I do like about it is we're not going to watch a bunch of 22-year-olds out here saying, I finally found my soulmate.
Hater.
After 20 years of looking, I finally found her. Mm-hmm. I kind of glad to see it like a little bit more mature,
yeah,
if you will.
Yeah, I like that too.
At least it'd be an interesting take on it. Like, will it still be as dramatic? Well, according to insiders, the answer is yes. Mm-hmm. This literally might be the most dramatic season of The Bachelorette so far. So what are sources telling you, Jess?
So apparently rumors are saying that Claire found her person on the first taping of The Bachelorette. So she turned around and told Chris Harrison, like, I don't want to do this anymore. I found him. And he is freaking out because she just broke The Bachelorette.
Right.
And they don't know what to do. So apparently, and they're trying to convince her to stay on. And she's saying, why would I stay if I found my person? And they have to bring some new girl in, Tayshia, who was from this last season. So these are the rumors, but so we really don't know what's going on.
Not confirmed, but usually what we find out, if there is smoke, there's fire with these shows, you know? So I would have to assume that's probably going to be the case.
They can't be mid-season. Mad at her, though, if she found the guy that she wants to be with and doesn't want to fake it the rest of the season.
That's true. Well, what makes this even trickier is if you do watch the show The Bachelorette, and you know, like, how do they do this social distancing? You know, like, how are you supposed to do that when everyone's got to be, we can't have, like, a first kiss,
is it
you
kinda
know?
Like, did they kind of do the same thing with like with the NBA, like the bubble, like kept them in?
We're going to have to kind of figure out. Chris Harrison talks a little bit about like how this whole season is going to play out, though.
Yeah.
Let's start rolling and let's get this done, because there were so many reasons not to. Mm. So many cautionary tales, but we just kept fighting through. And at the end of the day, it worked. The testing, the bubble, the quarantine, it was 100% effective. And so pre-quarantining at home, there was testing your way in. Then when you got there, you tested and then you were allowed to enter the bubble.
So the bubble, like, I don't know. I don't know how this whole thing's going to work. Anyway,
the Bachelorette bubble sounds like the nastiest bubble ever. This sounds nasty in there.
That has been sanitized.
I don't want no part of that. No.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily.
And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars.
Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore.
And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.